Loving Lizzie March, written and read by Susanna Hardy. I know relationships can hurt, but I didn't think I'd end up in hospital as a result. Total accident. No one's fault. I just happened to be passing by his home. Yes, I was a good 45 minutes out of my way. It was getting late and I wasn't exactly invited. But somehow, before I knew it, I was standing outside his house. Complete coincidence. Okay, maybe it wasn't a complete coincidence, but it certainly wasn't intentional. I was out for an evening stroll and takeaway latte to clear my head. But I couldn't stop thinking about him. So much so that my subconscious took over and led me straight to his front door. Understandable, really, when 3 weeks earlier you've had a one-night stand with someone who's possibly the one, and when you haven't heard from that someone since. Quite frankly, it would have been weird if I'd found myself anywhere else. Seeing as I was there, I thought I'd take the matter into my own hands. I mean, why waste an opportunity? I knocked on the front door, but no one answered. Lights were on and his motorbike was out the front, so he couldn't have been far. Maybe asleep or in the shower. Perhaps lying under a piece of heavy furniture or unconscious after slipping on wet bathroom tiles. You never know, he might have needed help. The only conceivable thing to do was to hang around. Just to make sure he was okay, I mean. But I didn't want the neighbours thinking I was some sort of crazed stalker, so I set up camp behind a bush to wait it out. Eventually, a bit bored and desperate for a toilet, I knew the large-sized latte was a mistake, I decided it was time to take further action. By now, I was convinced that he was out cold on the floor, perhaps bleeding with only moments to live. And maybe after I saved his life, bandaged his head wound and got him a couple of Panadol, he might let me use his bathroom? So I crept out from behind the bush and slunk around the side of the house. About halfway down, there was a room with lights on. The shutters were closed, but by my calculations, it had to be the lounge. I may not have remembered a great deal about our night together, but I did recall the layout of his home, which was actually quite spacious with a lovely sense of flow. I stood on my tippy toes, trying to squint between the bottom slats. I noticed that the window was unlocked. I only wanted to open it a little so I could adjust the shutters and get a better view. Nothing illegal. Well, only a little bit illegal. But I couldn't get a grip on the window frame. There simply had to be a way to see in. I scanned the pathway for something that might help, but all I could make out in the dark were a few rusty gardening tools, a broken chair and a pile of bricks. I was totally prepared to build a mini staircase with the bricks when I spied a wheelie bin, which seemed a far better option. I put my bag down on the broken chair, rolled the bin over to the window and climbed on top. Not as easy as I'd anticipated, but the potential love of my life was inside, quite possibly dying. Nothing was going to hold me back.